leave your peel to flower. Join us, leave your cheese to sour. Join us, come and waste an hour or two. Do-de-do, journey to a spotting sighting, mystic and exotic. Journey through our anecdotic.
Broadway musical smash Pippin, which is moving from Broadway to Racine, Wisconsin.
Yes.
The whole cast is picking up, going out of Times Square in Manhattan, hitting Amtrak and coming all the way to Racine at the Theater Guild starting this Friday.
Unloading on the Theater Guild stage, yeah. Yeah.
So Pippin's coming. That's a big one.
It is a big show. I think we've got 19 in the cast for this one. And then obviously a big crew in the back as well.
This is a big award winner. I remember when it was on Broadway. Mm-hmm. I told the ticket story before. The how do you get a show? Is it hard to get a show like Pippin, or is it open now for everybody?
Pippin, the rights are available pretty open. It's not as much of a known musical, I would say, probably for people who maybe, you know, when it came out in the 70s, it was absolutely groundbreaking and just changed the face of theater. And it has grown into such a beloved show because of the music and because of the storyline. But yet, you know, you talk to some people in the public, and they're like, I've never heard of Pippin. And then theater people are like, oh my gosh, Pippin is the best thing ever.
And the Jackson 5 actually had a big hit from there, Corner of the Sky. Mm-hmm. It was one of their big hit songs back in the 70s.
Yeah, and it won, you know, Best Revival. And it is one of Stephen Schwartz's, who a lot of people now are familiar with from Wicked. It's one of his first musicals, and the music is stunning. The lyrics are great. The dancing is Bob Fosse all the way. Lots of isolated movements and things. So, yeah.
I always think of Roy Scheider playing Fosse and all that jazz in the movie. What a lunatic. He was smoking 20 packs a day. And
can't even imagine.
Imagine working with him. He's a genius.
Yeah.
But geniuses come other problems with that. So 19 people in this cast.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. So we have, so the storyline is about actually a troupe of players, as they are called. We have the leading player who comes out and welcomes the audience to the show, and they put on the story of Pippin. So they create the set. They are putting on the costumes. They're programming the lights in a way. The cast of the show is actually the one that's like putting on all the elements of the show. And we meet Pippin, who's a young prince and isn't really sure what his purpose is in life. And he's not really sure what he wants to do. And so he tries to please his father by going to war. He tries to, you know, sleep with a lot of different women to maybe get satisfaction. He leads a revolution. He, you know, he's kind of lost. It's a coming of age story. And then he meets someone and she changes his whole perspective on the world. And the players along the way are kind of guiding him with this. And then he starts to step out of their story guidelines and they try to rope him back in. So it's a really interesting show because it's the show within a show aspect as well.
And you pull it all off with no curtains.
No curtains, yeah. Well, we've got a really cool the set design for this is very medieval meets 70s meets modern times, obviously, because it's 2026.
I'm going to talk about the set designer there, because every time I go there, I am wowed by how much of the stage you can't use and how much you do use.
Right.
And whoever does that is a brilliant. It's brilliant the way they make these set and you build the set yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Steve Barnes is designing the set for this one. We have a giant wagon as part of it, like a traveling troupe in the medieval times would have a wagon to go from town to town and tell their story. Steve Barnes is a local Racinian who designs sets all over Wisconsin and Illinois. And so he's got this ready to go. And then Jane Cernick is our technical director, and she's got crew back there that's building these sets and painting things. And that's always an area we want help in. So if anyone's interested in that. That's and you know definitely what?
The amazing point is you have limited space on stage.
Oh, yes.
That's with no curtain. So everything's got to be done in front of the audience. It's not like on Broadway. They close the curtain
and then all of a sudden something new is there.
I know. You guys can't do that.
No, yeah. And you know, we have a lot of wing space. They built our theater very efficiently. However, we also, when you have, you know, eight different scenes and you need to bring in fire pieces and a bed and a table and a wagon and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that wing space gets filled up very quickly.
You just used the line from The King and I.
I know.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Hey, we're talking musicals, so, you know, gotta quote some.
Well, that's great. So the show opens this Friday.
This Friday.
And it runs through May 31st.
31st, yes. And it's a show, I think, that will take a lot of people by surprise with how much they...
Well, the music's great.
The music's great. And, you know, so many people have such love for it. There's a wonderful song called Love Song that's just about that, you know, first initial connection of love and then those little moments together that make such a difference in a relationship. There's Magic to Do, of course. There's Corner of the Sky. Just wonderful, wonderful music.
What'd you say, Love Song?
Love Song, yes.
I'm going to go on a commercial break here. Let's hear a little bit of Love Song, if you say it's so good.
Sitting on the floor and talking till dawn.
Candles and confidences.
Trading old beliefs and humming old songs.
And lowering old defenses.
Singing the love song. La 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 la. Love song. La 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 la. Private little jokes and silly pet names.
Lavender soap and lotions.
All of the cliches and all of the games.
And all of the strange emotions.
We're talking Pippin with Jocelyn Fish from the Racine Theater Guild, the marketing director and also director of development. Am I right? Development. What's developing over there? Anything we should know about?
The new season is right around the corner after Pippin. So right now, a lot of my development stuff is getting Playbill ads and fundraising developing. And sponsorships and all that jazz.
You got to work that in, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Everything in your life is a Broadway.
Yeah,
and
tagline.
Real quickly here, you were the assistant director of a show over at Parkside.
At Parkside, yes. I just assistant directed
Cabaret.
Mm-hmm. So that just
closed
on Sunday. So, yeah.
You ever going to try that here in this theater guild?
Well, I am directing the summer show at the Racine Theater Guild.
Look at you.
Dad season tickets. Auditions are coming up next Sunday and Monday. So
you get to, when somebody auditions, you get to say, next!
Sure, we'll see. We'll see how, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to be kind as people come into the audition.
Hey, sweetie, you just don't have what it takes to be on Broadway. So why don't you try some smaller theaters down the block?
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be you?
But no, yeah, it will be good. Working on that coming up, next week already, which is crazy. So one show closes, another show opens. And we got Pippin.
And we're going to give tickets away this week to Pippin.
To Pippin, yes.
For Saturday at 7:30. Mm-hmm. Not now, but we will this week.
Soon. Okay. Soon.
Soon, soon.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are, you will woefully wonder why, my dear, through your cataracts and catarrh, you could squander away or sequester a drop of a precious year. For when your best days are yester, the rest are twice as dear. Is a field on a fine summer night if you sit all alone with the weeds, or a succulent pear if with each juicy bite you spit out your teeth with the seeds? Before it's too late, stop trying to wait for fortune and fate you're secure of. For there's one thing to be sure of, mate, there's nothing to be sure of. Oh,
favorite songs from the show. They're all great, but my two favorite ones. And for people who don't recognize the voice, that's Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Irene Ryan.
And she even makes reference to it. Now, you say in this show, it's Kathy Berg.
Kathy Berg, yes. So she actually played this role 40 years ago at Carthage College. So she's around the age of the actual character this time. So it's been fun to talk to her about, you know, the memories of Carthage and what's going on with Pippin now. So we've got a lot of, this is a really nice mix of people who have been involved at the Theater Guild, some new people as well. It's always fun to see everyone come together to create a show.
Who's directing this one?
Doug.
He's a bat for the 150th? Or, I remember when he hit 100. Now he's,
yeah. I don't know what number this is. It's probably like 110 or something.
Is he a screaming director?
No.
Okay. Some of those directors scream. I told you to stand on your mark.
Yeah, we're just trying to make sure everyone knows what they're doing and get them on, you know, in order. And then Greg Berg is actually music directing. And then Crystal Wagner is coming down from DanceWorks up in Milwaukee and choreographing. So
this is tough. When you do a straight play, it's tough. Mm-hmm. When you do a musical with dancing, it's tougher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this is, again, this is a Bob Fosse originally directed show. And for people that don't know Bob Fosse, he was very strategic in his movements. It was about every single digit on your every finger had to be in the right place. Every elbow had to be locked in the right position. Everything had to be isolated and your ribs have
to move. Look at the way you're doing it.
I know. I'm interpreting it right now. Your ribs have to move separate than your hips. And there's just a very certain style of dancing that he is known for. And so a lot of that is integrated into the show as well.
Well, that's great. Does Doug smoke 3-4 packs a day?
No.
That's what you got to do when you direct this show. Well, that's great. Let's talk about the new season coming up, because this is the end of the season.
This is our last show of our 80th season, which is kind of crazy to say.
Now, why do you start your season in the summer? Doesn't it usually start in the fall?
Our fiscal year goes July 1st to June 30th, it makes sense in the scheme first.
Let's go through the list here.
Yeah, so we have Dead Season Tickets, which is going to open up in July. Like I said, I actually will be directing that one, so auditions are on Sunday night and Monday.
Look at you.
I know. It's a campy Packers musical about a family who's trying to decide who gets Dad's Packers tickets when he decides to give them away.
Now, where do you get a show like that? Because that's obviously a very local
thing. It was originally written for a theater in Door County, actually. So, So you contact like the playwright and you say, hey, can we do your show?
Do you get nervous directing?
I mean, this will be my first official like directing role at the Theater Guild. So it's a lot of responsibility. You know, you got to keep track of every moving part of the, you know, make sure the props are in order, make sure the costumes are in order, to make sure your set designer sent you a good sketch of the set, you know, and then of course the acting and the singing and the dancing. But luckily I got a music director and a choreographer to help out with that.
Do you go opening night to watch it?
Oh yeah.
Do you go to all the shows? Or?
We'll see. I don't know. We're talking about hopefully, doing maybe some Packer tailgating or Packer fan type stuff with the show too.
So that'll bringing be super fun. That's part of your development and marketing.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Of course.
Look
so yeah,
you.
So that
three
will be
three hats.
Of course. Always. So yeah, that's coming up in July. It's a very sweet show about family and football traditions in Wisconsin.
The next one sounds like Noises Off. It's Play That Goes Wrong.
Play That Goes Wrong is going to be in September. It is quite literally everything in a show going wrong that you don't want to go wrong, but you're rooting for it to go wrong at the same time as the set's falling apart and people are tripping over themselves and getting knocked unconscious and the corpse keeps moving around the stage and all these like silly farcical moments of watching a show fall spectacularly apart in front of you.
When my wife saw the next show, she said, I think I want to see that twice.
Mm.
It's Angel Street Gaslight.
Angel Street Gaslight, yes, a very, very classic mystery thriller, probably more, I would say, psychological thriller than mystery. But it's about Bella, who's a Victorian housewife, and her husband starts to go away for long periods of time. And every time he leaves, the gas lights start to flicker. And she asks him, honey, is anything up? And he says, no, you're imagining things. There's nothing wrong. I'm not doing anything. So that's where the term gaslight comes from, is actually from that
gaslighting,
play.
Gaslighting somebody. Charles Boyer and Ingrid Bergman starred in the movie.
Yeah, so that's a great, like, October, you know, opens right around Halloween, so great October into November
slot. I think I want to see that twice.
Yeah.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It's back. It's back. The car is ready to roll. So we'll have it was a very fun family musical this winter. I know that you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was so fun to watch kids in the audience bouncing along to every lyric of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, because you forget how absolutely infectious that song is. And it was just a lot of it's so bright and shiny and fun. And
that's the Christmas show, December 11th through 20th.
It's a great one to bring the family to. Yeah.
God of Carnage is in January.
Yes. A very dark comedy this time. A very biting, very, a lot of words flung around at each other. It's about two parents whose children get in an altercation on the playground, and they try to handle it with civility, and then civility gets absolutely thrown out the window. And it divulges into lots of name calling, lots of finger pointing, lots of I know better than you.
And in February, The Cottage.
The Cottage, a new farce. It's super adorable story of an affair, actually, it starts with. So a very different kind of rom-com. But they, Sylvia and Beau, are basking in their affair glow, and she decides to tell both of their husbands and wives that they're having this affair, and it becomes a mistaken identity, who's sleeping with who, door slamming, hijinks filled time at the cottage.
Hannah, I'm looking forward to this season.
Yeah.
Hannah's Suitcase in April.
Yes, Hannah's Suitcase is going to be our outreach show next year. That was The Hobbit this last year. And so it is about a group of students that discover this, based off a true story, discover a suitcase at a museum that has Hannah Brady on the side, and they have a lot of questions as to what happened to Hannah. And their teacher does a worldwide search to find out what Hannah's story was. And so it juxtaposes the teacher's search and then Hannah's story during the Holocaust and what happened to her.
And the big closer next year is Come From Away.
This
was a
May.
Big, huge Broadway mm-hmm. show.
Very big. And it's still, I mean, there's a reason this show is everywhere in the country.
And the premise is really interesting.
It's very interesting. It takes place on September 11th, when all the air traffic in the United States was shut down. All these planes had to be diverted somewhere. And so this is about the story of the 7,000 passengers that were diverted to Gander, Newfoundland, and how this city just opened their arms with kindness and care and humanity in such a very dark and scary time. And it's just it's a beautiful, beautiful story about the way we can be kind to each other.
Really? We have to be kind?
I know. It's crazy.
Now, I already have my season tickets. Mm-hmm. How do people get theirs?
Season tickets are available at the box office. You are more than welcome to call, stop in, etc. There's lots of information on our website as well, racinetheater.org. Or there will be tables set up during Pippin, too, that you can talk to someone about season ticket questions.
Now, the way you should never buy your tickets is from a third-party broker.
Correct, yes. Racinetheater.org is the only online portal that you should be going to buy tickets.
Because you'll pay like four times more.
Yes, if you go through any third-party website. Yes. Yeah.
RacineTheater.org. Mm-hmm. Does it matter how you spell theater?
With an R-E, because we're fancy. No.
RacineTheater.org. Yeah. If you Google it, it'll come up anyway. And you have one more show in the Signature Spotlight series.
Yes, last Signature Spotlight concert is coming up the first weekend of June. Greg and Kathy Berger in charge of that is called, I remember it well, The Music of Lerner and Lowe. And so they were a team of composers who did a lot of musicals, including My Fair Lady and Brigadoon and many others. So lots of Golden Age music come into life at the Theater Guild.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hope to see people at Pippin.
Oh, they'll be there.
Good.
Jocelyn Fish, Director of Marketing and Development and the director now, starting next season. All right. So your hair's going to be falling out, everything from stress.
Goodness gracious, I hope not.
Thank you. Pippin opens Friday. Dad. We've got tickets to give away later on, so don't miss that, okay? Here's one of the songs for Pippin to close us out.
Everything has its season, everything has its time. Show me a reason, and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill, children fit in the snow. Why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can.